This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, the week is just getting started. I'm so excited. Don't shake your head, Chris. I'm happy to be at work, unlike you. And let's tackle everything going on in the world. Your emails. We're going to talk about the invasion of the church in St. Paul, Minnesota, of course. We're going to discuss the organized communist efforts, the effects it's having on GOP poll numbers. Foreigners inside of our government continue to destroy the country from within. Should we be concerned about what the communists are saying they'll do when they take power? All that, they're all selling revenge. Democrats are starting to bail slowly on the trannies and so much more. Plus, of course, Medal of Honor Monday, an hour from now. I am going to begin, and this first little bit is probably going to be heavy, but we have to kind of tackle something that's really, really, really majorly important. And in fact, the email I'm about to read is as heavy as it gets. And this is all going to bring us to the invasion of that church in St. Paul and the horrible things and everything else. But the email was this. I listen to your show often. You constantly mention family alienation due to political disagreements. After 5 years of marriage and 10 years total together, Trump derangement syndrome has taken another casualty. Our differences are too great, and we can't even talk about any world events without an argument. We have a two-year-old son that I only want to grow up in a two-parent household, but that will not be the case now. She is filing for divorce. I'm not an irrational conservative, but anyone right of AOC is not acceptable to her. Please do not say my name. Okay, one, let's say a prayer for that family, that young couple, that young child. Hopefully something can be worked out there. Certainly nothing to celebrate. But in so many things, in so many walks of life, there are, I'm going to call them foundational truths, but that's such a stupid college professor way of talking. So just stay with me for a minute. Foundational truths. What does that even mean? What am I saying? Well, you ever seen a skyscraper? You, of course, have seen skyscrapers. If you haven't been in one or driven by one, you've seen pictures of them. You know what I'm talking about. These huge skyscrapers. Have you ever wondered, ever, has your mind ever drifted to the place when you're looking up at a skyscraper of, what about earthquakes? Earthquakes aside, it's so tall. How does it not blow over? Or at least start to lean? Did you know that for skyscrapers, they will drill down 200 feet below the surface just to drive piles into the bedrock? 200 feet. It goes 200 feet below the ground. Did you know that there have been cases? In fact, there's a place like this in San Francisco. You can go look it up. There have been places where they tried to cut corners. Hey, let's go down 50 feet. And the skyscraper is already leaning over, windows busted out, almost ready to fall down. Why? What am I talking about? If you don't get the foundation right, it does not matter if you use the highest quality steel and concrete and rebar and the best windows and the finest engineers and the most brilliant minds on the planet. It does not matter. None of it matters from there unless the foundation is right and solid. If you get that right, You have the opportunity from there to build the most beautiful, wonderful skyscraper in the world. If you get that wrong, it is impossible. If you get what I'm about to say wrong, if you don't believe me, if you just flat out disagree, if you haven't gotten there yet, then you are going to be unable to understand almost everything you see happening politically in the United States of America and, frankly, in the world today. If you don't get the foundational truth I'm about to give you, then everything will confuse you from there. You ready? Communism, liberalism, leftism, progressivism, the Democrat Party. It is not political. It is a religion. It has a political arm, a political element to it, because politics has a lot of power, obviously. Politics determines who controls governments, who make laws and enforce laws. There's a political aspect to it, obviously. But it is a religious belief system. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, this guy's Trump-hating wife, the mother who wouldn't let you visit during COVID, you might think she's political. She's making everything political. Why is she being political? Thanksgiving shouldn't be political. It's just Christmas. It's not political. Deporting foreigners, that's not political. Why are you making it political? Why did you have to make the NFL political? Why did Nike have to be political? This got political. Why are you making it political? They're not. If you still think about it as politics, you're just never going to get it. It's religious. They're religious people, devoutly religious people. It's not about Democrat, progressive. Their entire belief system of life revolves around it. It governs for them how they raise children, what they think about the opposite sex, what they think about government, what they think about laws, what they think about immigration, what they think about crime, what they think about taxes, what they think. It governs every part of their life. What organizations should they belong to? What do they do with their free time? It is their religious belief system. The Democrat in your life is not political. And if you're having political arguments with them and you're so frustrated and you're showing them video and facts and citing certain things and they're just not getting it. No, I'm sorry. It's you. You're not getting it. You're telling a Muslim that Allah doesn't exist. You are telling a Christian that Jesus did not die for their sins, that there's no such thing as Jesus, and you're frustrated that they're not accepting it. How are they not getting it? I just showed you. Why are you not getting it? You're arguing with devoutly religious people. It's you who aren't getting it. And it's actually even worse than that. And yes, we have all kinds of audio and what happened in St. Paul and stuff like that I'm going to get to in a moment. It's actually worse than what I just said, because there have been all kinds of different religions throughout all of mankind's history on this planet. All kinds of them in different locations. Religion here, religion there. Some religions and some individual people, they're okay if you believe something different. They're not going to yell at you. It's not going to bother them. Doesn't affect them at all. Look, me and Chris is a Jew. I like to make jokes about it. I don't care. It's his belief system. It's his business. It would never occur to me to yell at him about it or something. It's his belief system. He doesn't care that I'm a Christian. Doesn't bother him at all. However, there are all kinds of religions and all kinds of people who do not operate that way. And they will not accept neutrality either. You will belong to their religion. You will loudly proclaim it to be the one true religion, or we're going to have a problem. And the problem with the religion of communism is it is probably the most demanding, jealous religion that has ever been created by man. We are in a religious war, no matter what you believe. You don't get any say, and neither do I. We are in a religious war. They have declared it. Let's talk about St. Paul and more. Next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. You can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I need to address something before I continue on, because we got a bunch of emails like this. Hey, Jesse, maybe it's just me, but it seems there's been some changes to the audio by Chris and Corey. Intro music, the sound of your voice being different, the audio changes. What's going on? Okay, so I can tell you now, because we're back. The reason last week's shows sounded different is we were gone. We were in a different studio. We weren't at home. We were in San Antonio, wonderful iHeart, WOAI San Antonio. They welcomed us over there. We had to go over there for a few days, hang with the suits, chill with the people in San Antonio, had a real good time, but we also weren't in our home studio. We were renting one out, if you will. We were doing one in iHeart. So whenever you leave, one of these nerdy things that I still don't understand, Chris and Corey know this way better than I do, it sounds different. A microphone is not a microphone. A studio is not a studio. If I picked up this entire setup and set it in my closet, it would sound different. I don't understand why. That's Chris and Corey's area. It just does. That's why it sounded different. That's why I'm back to sounding normal. We're back. Now, back to what we were discussing about religion. Let's talk about a couple things, because they're happening right now. But let's rewind once again back to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Remember, Russia for 300 years had been ruled by the Tsars. And it wasn't just that the Russians were ruled by the Tsars. Russia had a very, very long established religion, Orthodox Christianity. Now, maybe that's what you practice. Most people not. Most people, certainly in the West, it would be non-denominational, or maybe you're Catholic or Methodist or something like that, Baptist, whatever. But it's a kind of Christianity, right? Orthodox Christianity. And they had priests and they had churches. Now, that's a very, very powerful thing for an empire that old. And it's powerful because it becomes ingrained in the life and culture of the people. Meaning, you're young Vlad, and it's the year 1917. It's not just that you are an Orthodox Christian. You went to church with your parents. Probably, maybe your grandparents. Maybe if you lived in maybe not a big city, but a smaller area, maybe your whole village, they were in church on Sunday. Oh, look, there's the mayor. There's the sheriff. There's the garbage man. That was part of their tradition. The communists, when they began slaughtering the royal family, the communists, when they began to take over the Soviet Union, they were very vocal about this. You don't have to take Jesse's word for it. They were very vocal about the fact they thought this organized church, this Christian church, they felt like it was a competitor. Again, not political, a religion. All these people, they believe that the Bible, they have a guiding belief system, one their parents bought into. They even have priests and religious leaders to help teach them right from wrong and what God may want for their lives. What communists saw when they saw that, communists saw a competing religion, and they would never stand for it. So the slaughter began. The tearing down, the burning of churches, And it wasn't really quiet slaughter when it came to the religions, you see. I could read you story after story after story right now that would it would gross you out to no end. Did you know if they found you with a rosary, off to the gulag, 10 years. 10 years. And you probably won't come back. You'd probably die a terrible death, starved to death, beat to death, who knows, in the gulag for owning a rosary. Did you know they would grab the priests? And they didn't just want to kill them. They had to make it public. They had to have the people watch their religious leaders suffer and die. One story had a priest get a new smile carved into his face with a knife, ear to ear. Then after they carved the new smile into his face, supposedly it was down to the bone, they paraded him through town in front of everybody. They marched him down Main Street. After they marched him down Main Street, they buried him alive. Communists do not share space with other religions. They have never and will never share space with other religions. And I really want you to understand, one, that it's a religion, and two, if your mealy-mouthed pastor has never brought himself to understand this or speak about it, not saying leave your church or anything like that, maybe it's time to have a cup of coffee with your pastor and start explaining to him that we are at war. There is a religious war happening in this country, whether he wants there to be one or not. And I know it's Turn the Other Cheek Sunday again this Sunday. It's Be Nice Sunday. Jesus was nice. It's really important that he understands the wolves are coming for the flock. All right? Now, the communists, and this will bring us to St. Paul and other things, the communists in the Soviet Union, they didn't burn down all the churches. They didn't kill all the priests. But that, of course, begs the question, who was spared? We'll talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about 2026 and how you feel at work. It's January. In fact, you know what? Forget January. It's Monday. Are you already staring at the clock? You already dying to get to the weekend? You're out of gas. You don't want to be there. You don't like your job. I can't tell you that your job's great. I can't make you like your job, but I'll tell you this. You can be in an outstanding mood and full of energy all day long if you start taking some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Not the caffeinated, sweaty palm, miserable shakes. I'm talking about just feeling good, full of pep all the time. I love my male vitality stack from Chalk. I have a drawer full of it in case they ever forget to mail me something. It's the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. T levels through the roof, energy through the roof. My mind feels so good. It's just wonderful. Chok. Go get a subscription. In 90 days, you're going to be a new person at work and at home. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. So we were just discussing how, well, this is about what happened in St. Paul this weekend. I'm sure you already know a bunch of Black Lives Matter communist street animals stormed into a church in St. Paul, disrupted the whole thing, making monsters of themselves. But that brings me to the point I just teased going in the Soviet Union, when they were burning down the churches, slaughtering, torturing the priests very publicly, they left some running. They left some churches going. They left some priests at the altar. That's weird. I just said it was a competing religion. How did they even choose? Was there some sort of a lottery system? Why would they leave any standing? Well, the communists understood that the belief system, the Orthodox Christian Church in Russia, was so ingrained in the people that they couldn't eliminate it entirely. Not all at once, you see. Communists are masterful at this. The devil is too, which of course the devil created communism. I'll always believe that. Masterful at what? Well, if I want you to change directions, I want you, whatever direction you're going, I want you to stop and pull a U-turn and drive the other direction. That's very difficult to get people to do that. If you never worked out and you want to start working out, it would be very difficult to tell you, hey, there's a CrossFit class right in your neighborhood, 5 a.m. every morning. Show up tomorrow and we'll work out for 2 hours. You're 300 pounds. You've never worked out. You're not going to show up. You know what's easier? Hey, why don't you go for a 15-minute walk tonight? That's an off-ramp, you see. An off-ramp. Make it easy. You don't have to turn around. No. No U-turn. No 180. Just slow down a little and we'll veer off the road. The communists in the Soviet Union, they knew that the people could not stop and pull a U-turn and drive the other direction when it came to their tradition of Orthodox Christianity. They needed some churches, some priests. So the communists simply slaughtered all the priests in churches they couldn't co-opt. And they figured out which churches had slimy, cowardly scumbag priests, and they made them communist priests. Remember when Chris, Corey, we went back to Boston? Remember what I complained about when I came back, as much as I did totally love Boston? Every single church we drove by or walked by, every single one, without exception, was flying a tranny flag. Some lesbian priest up there pretending to be some sort of spiritual leader. I want you to listen to this. Those savages who invaded that church in St. Paul, disrupted it so people couldn't worship God. Don Lemon helped organize, of course, but Don Lemon interviewed one of them. Listen to this.
Tell us why you're doing this.
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere that is a key location. They don't expect us to come there. And then we disrupt business as usual. So that's what we're about to go do right now. Demanding justice for Renee Good and letting them know that this will not stand. They cannot pretend to be a house of God while harboring someone who is directing ICE agents to wreak havoc upon our community and who killed Renee Good, who almost killed a 6-month-old baby. Enough is enough. I am a reverend on top of being a lawyer and an activist. So I come here in the power of the Almighty God.
I am a reverend. The communists have co-opted so many people. You see this with the lesbian priest in her tranny church. You see this all over black churches in America, the liberation, black liberation theology. Jesus loved Democrats! See it all the time. We're in the middle of a religious war, whether you want to believe it or not. Now, let's talk about Minnesota. Stephen Miller, the Trump administration. He got it right.
These are acts of insurrection against the laws of the United States and against the sovereignty of the United States. Foreign illegal aliens who broke into this country, who then raped children, who committed human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, protected, shielded, sheltered, coddled, defended at every level by the leadership in Minnesota. And then when ICE goes out to make these arrests, they unleash violent mobs to attack, assault, and impede ICE officers, and they refuse to allow the city police to protect those ICE officers in the context of their duties.
Harmeet Dhillon, love her at the DOJ. She just just pray to God every night and thank him that Harmeet Dhillon is at the DOJ because she actually wants to go there and throw communists in prison. Here she was.
We will pursue charges in this case. I see various crimes that have occurred. Exactly what they are, I'm not going to flag, but the FACE Act has been mentioned as one of the predicates there. In other cases, the Biden DOJ used the Klan Act conspiracy charges tacked on to the FACE Act in the case of protests outside abortion clinics to bring much longer sentences. So there are a number of tools available to us.
You have to smash these communists and send them to prison or they will never stop. There is no disincentive for them beyond force. And that brings me to what is happening, why it is happening, and what it means for you and me. First, here's a headline for you. New York City socialists are mustering an army of 4,000 anti-ICE activists to bring Minnesota tactics to the Big Apple. Hey, Chris, who was the guy on the radio? I'm almost positive last week, brilliant radio show I was listening to, and this guy said that the communists, they were learning what worked and what didn't work in Minnesota, and that every single blue area in the country would use these tactics, and they're training already and organizing going forward. Who was the guy who said that last week? It was not Glenn Beck, Chris. Although it might have been Glenn, too. I don't know. Credit to Glenn Rohrer if he said that. But I told you, this is not a one-off what's happening in Minnesota. The communists are learning what they can and cannot get away with. There is an old Russian saying. It is often attributed to Vladimir Lenin. By the way, that's never, ever been verified, but I'll go ahead and say it. Maybe you know it as a Lenin quote. Maybe you've never heard it before. But when he talks about when probing with the bayonet, when you find mush, push. When you find steel, retreat. That's how communists operate. They are probing at all times, looking for weakness, looking for mush. And when they find it, they will push forward. If we just dig in now and start throwing animals in prison and keeping them in prison, then we can avoid this communist revolution escalating when it gets to New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago and other places. But I promise you, Trump administration, they are most definitely learning as we speak. But let's talk about poll numbers, propaganda, the midterms, and what it means for you and me, all right? Before we get to that, crime is not going away because communists love it. Crime is not complicated. Find the animals in society and throw them in prison, but you have a society full of Democrats, so that simply will not happen, which means you need to burn a launcher at all times. I can't imagine living in a blue area in this country and walking around defenseless, knowing the savages are protected from up on high by every level of government. My goodness, carry a launcher on you. Legal in all 50 states without a permit or a background check. Pepper balls, tear gas balls, they deliver it to your front door. Don't walk around with nothing. Just hoping you get through the day. Don't send your daughter to college with nothing. Don't send your wife for a visit to New York City with nothing. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's going to be a real good time. Now, let's discuss something else in keeping with our, I'll just stay with our theme tonight on Soviet history. Vladimir Lenin, after the revolution, really during the revolution, but we'll just focus on after, he knew he needed violence. He's going to need internal violence to keep the revolution protected and moving forward. So he created a secret state police agency known as the Cheka. The Cheka. It eventually turned into the NKVD. The KGB is what a lot of people know it as. It turned into that one day, too. It's the secret police, the secret state police system they use to torture and murder people and imprison people all over the Soviet Union. But for our purposes, we'll just focus on one guy, the head of the Cheka. His name was Chizinsky. Chizinsky. And he has a quote that I think you should remember. Because I have a quote here from Don Lemon, the communist who helped the savages invade that church in St. Paul. And he says here, and I quote, "You have to make people uncomfortable." That was Don Lemon's quote. Do you know what Chizinsky's quote was? Quote, "We stand for organized terror. We stand for organized terror. When the animals take to the streets, the yelling, the screaming, the activism, the violence, stopping ICE agents in their car, throwing rocks, arson, murder, maybe it's storming a church. That is a central belief system for them. Terror is a tool for them. Why? What would be the motivation to walk into a Baptist church in St. Paul and make that big of a spectacle of yourself? Because you're seeing today, you're seeing a lot of people on every side saying, well, this probably made the left look bad. This made Democrats look bad. This looks bad. You're losing the propaganda war. This looks bad. Okay, maybe I'll give you that. Maybe I won't. But understand, looks may be one thing. Did you see the video? Have you seen any of the video? Have you looked at the faces of the people in the congregation of that church? One, I can't get the picture out of my head. Parent clutching his daughter as she hides her face in his chest. And they were afraid. You're dealing with demonic people who want you to be afraid. They stand for organized terror. They want you to be afraid of walking down the road, of driving down the road, of attending a church, of wearing your MAGA hat, of voicing your opinion at Thanksgiving. They want you afraid. When you tell them you're being scary, this is terrorist tactics, you may think you're insulting them because you yourself would be insulted if somebody accused you of that. You're complimenting them. They believe in organized terror. It's what they believe. Remember, we've discussed it before. Maybe you never saw the video, and it's fine if you didn't. Remember when the animals were taken to the streets after George Floyd died? And I remember this took place in Washington, D.C. Black Lives Matter, they were marching down the street, and there was a restaurant, and they had all this outdoor seating. And people were sitting outside, families, men, women, children, sitting outside, outdoor tables, because they're weird freaks who like to eat outside with the wind and the bugs, but that's another story entirely. They're just sitting there. They just wanted to enjoy a meal. They weren't MAGA. They weren't on the left. They weren't on the right. They were just people sitting there, wanted to enjoy a meal. And Black Lives Matter communists went marching right by. Did they just wave high? No. Did they just shout slogans at them? No, they didn't. They marched right up to them, surrounded them, and demanded, "Raise your fist in the air now. You're with us, aren't you? Raise your fist in the air now." Now, why those tactics? Doesn't that look bad? This looks bad. It's bad for PR. In moments like that, they're not concerned about how it looks. They're concerned with making you afraid. Communists want people afraid. That's why they carve smiles in the face of priests and bury them alive. That's why they rape nuns and then dig up their graves. It's why they burn down abortion clinics in the United States of America. It's why they tried to kill Donald Trump twice. They did assassinate Charlie Kirk. It's why they're out there screaming at ICE agents, calling for people to kill them. It's why they storm into Baptist churches. It's why they do all the things they do. Terror is not a bad word for communists. It is an essential part of the revolution. You are not only seeing that central part right now, they are going to escalate from here until the Trump administration smashes it with the big fist. They are out there every single day saying this is an insurrection. Trump is out there often now saying, I'll use the Insurrection Act. You should use the Insurrection Act. This is illegal. I might use the insurrection. I could use the Insurrection Act. You know who's not even a tiny bit impressed with that? The communists. You think they care about your social media post? Your threats? The communist only understands fear and pain. Because he's a religious zealot. We already talked about the religious aspect of it. The communist, you will understand him so much better when you think about him like a jihadi. Like one of these jihadis with the suicide vest on. When you understand that's how he thinks, that's how he operates, that's how he thinks about violence, that's how he thinks about terror, then you will truly understand the mind of your liberal Aunt Peggy. You think she's a political person. She's not, I promise. You're political. She's religious. You're dealing with religion, all right? After we do Medal of Honor Monday next, we will then talk about these poll numbers. What are the polls saying about these deportations? People are getting uncomfortable. Another hour next.